Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Mel Herbert here for Elon Daily. How about this Friday, February 15th? We've got a lot of stuff in the news that I want to cover, but before we get there, I want to say something about what I said yesterday about autopilot, and I certainly stand by it. I don't think autopilot is as good as a person yet, or at least the way it was a couple of years ago. But I do want to say this, because I didn't want to leave the impression that I don't think autonomous driving one day will be much better than a person. Our reflexes are pretty good, but really the computing power of modern processors, given the right algorithms, given the right cameras, given the right radars, ultimately is going to be substantially better than a human. The only question is, when is that going to occur? We have to crunch an enormous amount of data very quickly, develop the algorithms, and I believe we will get there. But there are some experts in the field saying this looks like it's another 5 to 10 years. And probably most people are not going to accept a car that's fully autonomous that's only as good as an average driver. Because there's actually a big difference between good drivers and average drivers. So this is going to have to be better than a really good driver. And in many people's minds, it's going to have to be significantly better before people are comfortable letting that car drive you around. All right, so I believe that's going to happen. Just don't expect it to happen this year. And remember, when Elon says full autonomy, he's not talking about the full autonomy that everybody else is talking about, which is you don't have to be on the wheel, you can smoke cigarettes, you can drink in the back seat, and the car's got you. That's a while away. 5, 10 years away, maybe? So the first thing I want to talk about is actually a blog post from Tesla. And this is about Sentry Mode. And it is dated February 13th, 2019. Let me just read this puppy for you in my best reading voice, if you may allow me. It says this: according to federal statistics, there is an estimated one motor vehicle theft or attempted theft every 40.8 seconds in the United States in 2017. And that doesn't even include the vast number of car break-ins that happen nationwide. To further enhance the security of our vehicles and give our customers additional peace of mind, today we are rolling out a new safeguard, Sentry Mode, to protect against break-ins and theft. Sentry Mode adds a unique layer of protection to Tesla vehicles by continuously recording the environment around the car when it is left unattended. When enabled, Sentry Mode enters a standby state, like many home alarm systems, which uses the car's external cameras to detect potential threats. If a minimal threat is detected, such as somebody leaning on your car, Sentry Mode switches to an alert state and displays a message on the touchscreen warning that its cameras are recording. If a more severe threat is detected, such as somebody breaking a window, Sentry Mode switches to an alarm state, and here we go, which activates the car's alarm, increases the brightness of the center display, and plays music at maximum volume, they don't say which music, at maximum volume from the car's audio system. If the car switches to alarm state, owners will also receive an alert from their Tesla mobile app notifying them that the incident has occurred. You'll be able to download a video recording of an incident which begins 10 minutes prior to the time the threat was detected, so it's doing this continuous sort of recording and then it'll just keep that last bit for you, by inserting a formatted USB drive into the car before they enable Sentry Mode. Sentry Mode must be enabled each time the driver wants to use the feature by going to Controls, Security, Sentry Mode. So that sounds like every time you park the car and you want to put it into that mode, you have to put it in. It won't be in it continuously. This feature will begin rolling out today, and that was February 13th, a couple of days ago, to US Model 3 vehicles, followed by S and X vehicles that were built after August 2017. Upsetting, I have an S before that. While no alarm system can prevent against all vehicle threats, break-ins, and thefts, we hope that with Sentry Mode and with our other security features, your Tesla will be even more secure. So that is pretty cool. Now, part of the reason this is occurring is because there's been so many break-ins to Model 3s. There's that little triangular piece of glass in the rear of the car, in the rear window, in the rear door, and people have been smashing that, putting their hand in, popping down the rear seat and looking to see if there's something nice in your trunk. And if they see something nice in your trunk, break your window and get into the car. So this is in part in response to that. I don't know exactly what sensors they are using to decide if there's a threat. I do love the idea that somebody's leaning on my car and the car's going to put up a big screen and have a note that says, "Hey, don't lean on the car, mate. Get off." Or if there's a break-in that it freaks people out. Because, you know, car alarms have been around for a long time and the rate of false positives is so many that you know, we all just ignore them now. So if you have too many false positives, people just will take no notice. But if Tesla does this right, if their false positive to true positive ratio is pretty good, then this is going to be super useful. And if robbers go, boy, you don't want to break into a Tesla because you're probably going to get videoed and it's going to be bad, then this might actually reduce the number of break-ins. Although, don't worry, they're really smart. If they think it's worthwhile, they'll find some workaround. But initially, this could significantly reduce the chance that you're going to get broken into. I actually think that this will be more useful for that stuff that happens probably even more common, which is, you know, somebody bangs into your car in the parking lot. So I love this concept and I can't wait to see the implementation. And while we're talking about Tesla cameras, there is an article from Teslarati, February 14th, Happy Valentine's Day yesterday, which says that Tesla is now going to include videos from the side cameras from the dash cam. So let's go over it. You got your Tesla, if it's a fairly modern Tesla, and it has at least eight cameras, so you can get a 360 view around the car, and that's used for autopilot, right? Well, a couple of months ago, they opened up the ability to use the front-facing camera as a dash cam. So if you put in a USB stick into one of the USB ports in the front of the car and you formatted it right, what would happen is that you get an icon that pops up on the screen and that does continuous loop recording. Then if there's an incident, you get into a crash or something like that, you can hit the button and then it will save the last 10 minutes. So it'll go back in time and it will save all that stuff so you capture this. Now, this dash cam availability has been around for a long time. The first time I started seeing it is in Russia and they use it for everything. So you can use it for car safety, but also my wife uses it like, oh my gosh, that's a beautiful moon. And she hits it. So then she has this recording of her driving and a beautiful moon. So that's great, right? But wouldn't it be better if that dash cam was all over the place? So classic dash cams are at the front of the car and at the rear of the car for when you get smashed in from behind. Tesla is about to release dash cam availability for both the front and the side. So they're going to add the side cameras as well. And so there is release notes that we have here from Teslarati, and it says this again in my best speaking voice. Dashcam can now record and store video footage captured by your car's side cameras in addition to the narrow forward camera. As usual, the dashcam icon will be displayed in the status bar with a red dot indicating that it is recording. Tap the icon to save 10-minute video clips or press and hold to pause recording. And so the author here of this Teslarati article, who is Simon Alvarez, suggests that sort of instantly getting this side dash cam stuff makes this one of the best dash cams on the market because most just do front and back. Now, interestingly, this update on the Tesla does not include the rear camera as far as we can tell, just side cameras. So it sounds like that'll be the next update. So we talked about Sentry mode, where you've got this alarm and you've got 360 video and it's going to turn on things and we're going to yell at people if they lean on our car. And now we're adding side dash cam support in addition to the front dash cam support. I am sure that rear video support will occur soon. All of this is pretty cool, right? And I love the fact that just with over-the-air software updates, Tesla can continuously improve the car. It is kind of freaky. Now, obviously, other car manufacturers are going to do this, but right now, they are way ahead of everybody else. It's just really cool. When you get that notification on your iPhone or your Android device, and it says, software update for your Model 3 or S or X, and you hit that puppy, and it magically updates, and then you rush to the car like it's Christmas, and you go, what did I get? Unfortunately, a lot of the time, it's not much. It's just a bug fix. But sometimes you get more cameras on your dash cam. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I love me some Tesla. This is pretty cool stuff. I think that's enough for today. I like to keep these short, but there's a lot more stuff to talk to you about on Monday. It's President's Day, but don't worry. Elon Daily will be there for you. And remember, go for a walk. Get some exercise. It's raining again here in Los Angeles. The seasonal affective disorder is strong. Go get that exercise. Listen to these 10-minute little bits. By doing some exercise, it'll do you great good. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mel Herbert for Elon Daily. I'm kind of having fun with this little program. I'm going to tell you, it's pretty cool. And thanks for everybody that's been on iTunes and rated us and left us a little note. It really makes our day. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.